Greetings. This is WTIP News from Wilder Smith on the Gunflint. The upper Gunflint finally received some rain that is worthy of mention. Upwards of 3/4 of an inch soaked most areas. We are thankful, yet hopeful, that more will be following soon, as the forest remains plenty thirsty. A couple warm, sticky days dogged folks in the territory again this past weekend. But as we head into the month of the full corn moon, perhaps some frost will coat a pumpkin or two in the next couple weeks. Even with the warm weekend, I've detected a drop in the water temperature at the Wilder Smith dock. It appears that Gunflint waters may have peaked a week or so ago at 76 degrees. The current reading was at 71. The water level steadied with the rain, but is still within an inch or so of dropping off the DNR measuring scale. When that happens, launching the boat from our dock will require some careful maneuvering to deeper waters. An interesting avian occurrence was shared by a neighbor recently. While bringing in the sweet nectar bottle for nighttime protection from the Brunos of the woods, one of those tiny, humming hovercraft was so anxious for a bedtime snack that it landed on the bottle perch while it was being carried to the cabin. The little wing folks are often pretty brave with humans about, but this is the first time I've heard of such a happening. One can be happy that it wasn't a bear pursuing a last-minute bite. Speaking of bears, I've had several reports of sightings, but no incidents, of ursine vandalism or breaking and entering. Residents and visitors must be doing a better job of minimizing temptations. Wolf observations continue from many places along the trail. Most seem to be coming from the stretch above King's Road to the Cross River Pit. It seems that the wilderness warriors are a lot more visible this summer than in the past. Perhaps that's an added reason for not seeing the usual whitetails. They're scattered and running for their life. It will be of interest to see what the 2010 fawn numbers are as we advance to the cold weather season. The same inquiry will be made of moose calves. Last winter, there were very few baby deer from the previous spring in the gang that comes by here. It seems certain that two or maybe three packs are culling the deer herd in large numbers up this way. The squirrels of this neighborhood are adding to the mystery of forest life right now. They have begun to harvest cones from high in the white pines. The clunk of a cone careening from 60 to 70 feet down onto the cabin roof surely gets your attention. It is of particular note in the twilight hour before sunrise. Why do they have to go to work so early? Area residents are again reminded of the Gunflint Trail Historical Society meeting this coming Monday, August 30th. The site is at Hungry Jack Lodge, and the time is 1:30 p.m. The next trail happening is scheduled for September 11th. The third, Taste of the Gunflint, will take place on that afternoon at the Chickwack Museum and Nature Center. Plan a leaf-peeping trip up the Gunflint and stop in for some great Northwoods sweet treats at a pie and ice cream Chickwack fundraiser. Mark your calendars. More information to come. This is Fred Smith at Wilder Smith on the Gunflint, and that's all for now. Keep on hanging on and savor the seasonal change and parting.